Here is Reverend Majima's message. It is June, and it is Obon season. When I think of Obon in my childhood, I always think of my grandparents, especially my grandmother. I still remember my cousins and I making offerings to Amida Buddha with vegetables, noodles, and chopsticks, and surprising our parents. Our grandmother was one who taught us the Nembutsu. None of us would be here without our parents, grandparents, and ancestors that lived before us, left us with sweet sorrow in our hearts, and most important of all, they left us opportunities to listen to the Buddha Dharma of the truth and reality of our life. This world is like a burning house. No one can foretell tomorrow. Besides, our body and mind are filled with desires, greed, anger, and complaints. Everything in this world is impermanent. All are changing. However, the only permanent thing is the act of the Nembutsu, the embodiment of the absolute truth and reality. This is the word from our founder, Shinran Shonin. It is related to the teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha. Once we are born in this world, and the birth will lead us to death. No matter how much we realize this truth or we understand this truth with help of modern science, it is most difficult for us to accept the truth. Why this has to happen to us in this way? We all ask ourselves. No matter how much we question and wonder, no answers are available. For what is true and real is that I or you will be gone from the rest of us physically and is returned to the life of vast compassion, which is Pure Land or Buddha Land. Life is constantly changing. Everything is dynamically changing. Nothing in all phenomena has permanent nature. This universal truth and reality has been recognized by modern-day science. Therefore, we all agree to the reality of constant change in the universe in accordance with the individual's karmic laws of cause and effect. The eternal maintenance of human life on this earth is beyond the power of the human being. Nenyo Shonin, the master of Honganji Temple, states in one of his letters, "Whether I go before others, or others go before me, whether it be today, or whether it be tomorrow, who is to know?" This statement is an undeniable fact. The next turn might be mine, or it might be yours. We never know who gets to go first to the Pure Land. As far as the meaning of life and means of its solution is concerned, all human beings are ignorant. No matter how rich or poor, wise or uneducated, young or old, male or female. Furthermore, we gain understanding or wisdom only through one's personal experience. We can only realize things from our personal experiences, which might not be true to everyone or can apply to everyone. This may sound difficult for some people to understand. What it says here is that we know only that we know or what we experience. In other words, we don't know what we don't know. A person who knows all, like the Bodhisattva, who is the Buddha to be, has no problems to resolve. He or she is not affected by emotions of anger, sorrow, greed, or elation. For Shakyamuni Buddha, he probably did not even have an emotional swing. We as human beings can never be sure that we are not affected by any of these emotions or experiences. We are on an emotional roller coaster, and our thinking is continuously affected by our emotional ups and downs. The limitations of the human mind and thinking keep you and I in a state of ignorance. Some might not agree on this issue and say we can improve by changing our lifestyle to overcome this limitation. Others might challenge this by isolating themselves from civilization to avoid emotional swings. Now let us listen to what the teachings say. Through the compassion of Shakyamuni and Amida, we have been brought to realize the mind that seeks to attain Buddhahood. It is by entering the wisdom of Shinjin that we come persons who respond in gratitude to the Bodhisattva's benevolence from hymns of the Dharma ages, Shōjō Matsuwasan. We notice there are two Buddhas. One is Shakyamuni Buddha, and the other indicated as Amida. Shakyamuni Buddha was born 2,500 years ago and reached enlightenment and died just like us. Who is the other Buddha? He is Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha is the embodiment of internal wisdom and compassion, constantly leading us towards enlightenment. Before Shakyamuni Buddha was born, Amida Buddha was coming alive in order for him to save all living things from karmic existences. After he was enlightened and fulfilled his wishes, he became formless and surrounds us with unhindered light and constantly guides us. His wish is working on us constantly. Namo Amida Butsu. This is the name of the true and real Buddha. We all think we are the one calling Amida Buddha. However, the truth is the other way around. Amida Buddha was the one sending the message to us first. We are just calling him back. Through this dynamic communication of the Buddha and us, we are sure to meet your beloved ones in your heart with appreciation. In behalf of the members of Hompa, I would like to express my sincere message to the families who have Hatsubon. Please remember, whenever you feel like talking to your deceased relations and you call the name Namo Amida Butsu, you are not alone. Life communicates. I am sure that you will find a definite warmth in your heart, the presence of a beloved one who is now one with Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu.